بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before we can make dua upon khatmi Quran, what we have experienced here tonight is a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is actually divine. This is divine from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What we witness in the musalla happening for these 29 nights is a reality beyond our comprehension. To understand this qurra, huffaz, ulama standing on the musalla, where the ayat are coming from, where the paras are coming from, the juz is coming from. Our mashayikh say, you take the hafiz of Quran and you do a scan of his body, of his heart, of his brain, of his mind, MRI scan, CAT scan. You will not find one harf, one letter of Quran in his body. Not in his heart, not in his mind, nowhere in the body. Where is it coming from? Where is the Quran stored? When they stand on the musalla, they know the pressure they are going through. Preparation starts from long before that. And for them to travel every day to come, Ya Allah Ta'ala reward them. وَلَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you cannot thank the people, then you cannot thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says to them, Jazakumullah khairan ahsan al jaza. All three ulama, three huffaz from the musalla, and how they stood, how they read the Quran so beautifully, may Allah Ta'ala increase them. Where the Quran is stored, this is the effect in the mirror of the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's still pumping and crying for the ummah. This is the heart when the young boy goes to the madrasa to become a hafiz al-Quran. The father, mother must understand right now, they're connecting the little boy's heart to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an amanat, what a divine bounty from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if only Allah ta'ala gives us the eyes of the heart. You understand that Allah ta'ala's karam ihsan in the month of Ramadan, Allah give us the opportunity to stand behind the ulama, behind the huffaz, behind the qurra. What preparation before that, they hardly can have supper, iftari, sari, the whole day is fikr to stand on the musalla. Allah ta'ala must give me the strength. And the reality, our Honorable Shaykh Abu Hamid Sahib says, that when we see these divine bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, especially in our children, our grandchildren, they are standing on the musalla of imamat and leading the people, this also is a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, from my progeny, from my people, make among them those that will be the imams, that will stand up one day for the deen and perform the salah and lead the people towards the right. So this great journey of becoming huffaz, becoming qurra, our Honorable Shaykh says this in reality, every hafiz must understand, every alim must understand also, this is in reality the du'as I'm living in, the du'as and the barakat of my parents, my grandparents, great-grandparents. The du'as that they made, whether the multazam, hatim, maqam Ibrahim, Safa, Marwa, Hajj, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, when they raise their hands, and very often I say in our masjid to the young boys, whose fathers go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go in jamaat, the young boy is left alone, he's coming to the masjid with the neighbor, with some uncle, with some friend. Mother organizes for him, go to the masjid, your father is out in the path of Allah, or is in i'tikaf, is gone for program. I say Mubarak to you. How fortunate you are. Your father is out in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, from this country to that country, where your name has been taken right now in dua. The airwaves have heard your name. Which masjid, which part of which country, no bathroom, no toilet, sometimes cold, sometimes hot, there's no panka, there's no fan. And they, when the fathers raise their hands and make dua, Ya Allah, my children, my grandchildren, my progeny, make them ulama, make them da'i, make them pious. But these are all du'as that we are living in the shade and in the barakat of the du'as of our grandparents, our ulama, ikram. We make dua for them, Allah Ta'ala preserve them, grant them good health. And Allah Ta'ala accept our children also. The reality is we don't have the words to thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We don't have to thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And those that made the effort for us to hear the Quran tilawat over this month of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala forgive the shortcomings, our shortcomings, their shortcomings, Allah Ta'ala accept it completely. And we say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat, ma sha'a Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Only the bounty of Allah. The reality, the one that has made the effort to stand on the musalla, they should be making the dua. Myself, this one black spot to spoil everything. We are just the spoilers. We really don't know how to do anything. This was a dua for our asatiza, our parents. That we are sitting here today trying to do something good. Alhamdulillah, our Qari Yusuf Bayat, Qari Abdullah, Qari Salih, they stood on the musalla. May Allah reward them the best of rewards. The asatiza that train them to stand, dispatch them, their parents, their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents, that made the effort and made the du'as. And not to forget, my dear brothers, especially in our country, the effort, the underlying efforts behind the scenes, this masjid in this area, may Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat, make it a means of islah and khair and barakat. Allah's name prevailed in this area. There was tears behind it. There was effort behind it. There was movement behind it. Allah Ta'ala reward our elders, what gham fikr they had in their heart, that they revived the zine in our country. May Allah fulli qabar ul nur. And we can't forget when it comes to occasions like this. Haji Bhai Padiya rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah reward him for every harf of letter Quran was recited in this country. The efforts he made and those that gave with him also in the initial days, what qurban he sacrificed, when no one was going out in the path of Allah. How they left their homes, how they left their wives, today we know, just to get some chutti visa from the home is such a difficult task. Even in 3 days. They were going for 9 months and 8 months, leaving their families behind. This is the fruits of their cry, the fruits of their du'as, the fruits of their effort. We have to appreciate it, make dua for them, Allah preserve it till Qiyamah and increase it. Not that we lose what we have right now. So therefore I really don't qualify to make the dua. These Uffaz have made the effort, they should be making the dua. But we request inshallah that we are here today. We have our senior, our elder Haji Abdul Samad Chauhan sahab. May Allah Ta'ala grant him afiyat, sihat and salamat. Haji sahab's grandson Qari Abdullah, he performed the tarawih. He recited the last few rakats of the salah also. We request his dada, his grandfather to make the dua for us inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it inshallah.
Actually, our Mufti Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he should make the dua. He's a very senior person here, mashallah, and has made a lot of sacrifices also. He takes jamaats all over the world also. Allah Ta'ala accepting. He's supposed to be making the dua. I just came here for the barakat, actually. Nevertheless, before I make the dua, I have one thing I want to say. And that is, when we read the Quran, we came to Surah An-Nas. The Quran ends there. Then why are we reading Surah Fatiha again and then starting the Quran again? Why? This is a sunnat. This is a sunnat. Our Rasulullah taught us this, that whenever you come to Surah An-Nas, don't close the Quran there. Don't stop there. You continue again Surah Fatiha and finish off at Mufrihun. He calls it Al-Hal Al-Murtahil. So this gives us a reminder also. At home also when we read the Quran, don't stop at Surah An-Nas. Just that little bit you have to read, doesn't even take 1 minute, but read that. This is just a lesson for us. Allah Ta'ala give us all profit. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatul muttaqin, was salatu was salam, wa ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain. Ya awwal al awwaleen, wa ya akhir al akhirin, wa ya zil quwwat al mateen, wa ya rahim al masakin, wa ya arham al rahimin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقديرنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعظائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مرضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة هي لك إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزل رحمة وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا إحسانا وتوبة وَهِسَنْ تَوْفِقَ وَتَوَّتَنْ نَسُّهَا وَصَبْرًا جَمِيلًا وَعَجًا عَظِيمًا وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا وَبَدَنًا صَابِرًا وَرِزْقًا وَاسِعًا وَسَعْيًا مَشْكُورًا وَذَنْبًا مَغْفُورًا وَعَمَلًا مَقْبُولًا وَدُعَاءً مُسْتَجَابًا وَجَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نَعِيمًا مُقِيمًا اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في العرب والعجم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أهد الناس جميعا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا وهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أخرج اليهود والنصارى اللهم أخرج اليهود والنصارى والمشركين والكفار والمنافقين من الجزيرة العرب من الجزيرة البيت المقدس من كل بلاد المسلمين اللهم أخرج اليهودية والنصرانية والشرك والكفر والنفاق من قلوب المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك في نهورهم ونعوذ من شرورهم اللهم إنا نسألك في نهورهم ونعوذ من شرورهم اللهم إنا نسألك في نهورهم ونعوذ من شرورهم اللهم استر عوراتنا وامن روعاتنا جزا الله عن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم معه أهله يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله we don't know how to thank you for giving us this life that we spend another Ramzan in your path يا الله يا الله we spend another Ramzan keeping fast making Taraweeh تلاوة القرآن ذكر الله whatever good we have done يا الله it was only through your tawfiq يا الله we haven't got the power to do anything يا الله You help us to do it, Ya Allah. You accept it, Ya Allah. Any mistakes we made, any shortcomings we had, Ya Allah, you forgive us for shortcomings. Ya Allah, accept the Taraweeh of the whole month of Ramadan. Accept the Huffaz, give them jazai khair for what they read beautifully, Ya Allah. It is only through your tawfiq. They give them jazai khair also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the jazai khair to the people who built this masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep this masjid with abad and musallis. Let the musallis of this area frequent the masjid, Ya Allah. Give us a tawfiq to make effort in this area so that all the Muslims come to the masjid for the five times the salah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, accept our mistakes, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah, forgive our mistakes. And Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to do more, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us long life in afiyat, Ya Allah. Ramzan will come and go. We don't know when we will go. We don't know. We don't know whether we'll see the end of this Ramzan also. It's only you know only, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us long life with afiyat, Ya Allah. And if we have to leave this dunya, Ya Allah, let us leave this dunya with the kalima on our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave in a state we'll be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the vices in the environment, Ya Allah. The whole ummah is being attacked by all sorts of fitnas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hold the hand of the oppressors. The oppressors are oppressing the Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's Gaza, whether it's Palestine, whether it's Syria, whether it's India, all over the world, Muslims are being traumatized, Muslims are being annihilated. Ya Allah, you help us, you help and guide the Muslims, Ya Allah. Protect the Muslims, Ya Allah. Help the oppressed people, Ya Allah. And break the hands of the oppressors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have come, or become obstacles in the path of deen, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. And hidayat is not their taqdeer, Ya Allah. Choose one and then, Ya Allah, and you destroy them, remove them from the face of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the work of dawah that is taking place all over the world, Ya Allah, you accept it. Accept our khankas, accept our madrasas, accept our markasas, Ya Allah. Protect our markasas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the work of dawah is taking place, markasas, masajid, our musallas, or places wherever the work is taking place, Ya Allah, protect it, guide it. We don't know how to do it. Guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide every individual, Ya Allah, and accept, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allah, all the effort that is taking place in the khanqahs all over the world, Ya Allah. We have a great effort to polish our hearts, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq to take part in that as well, Ya Allah. And accept the effort, Ya Allah. And all the mashayikh who are doing this work also, Ya Allah, of the khanqahs, Ya Allah. Give them long life and afiyat also. And the madaris also, Ya Allah. All the madrasas of the world. All the, Ya Allah, accept the efforts, Ya Allah. It is through the madrasas that find all these huffaz have been coming out by the millions all over the world, Ya Allah. It is through your fazl and karam, Ya Allah. Accept the madrasas also. Accept the khanqahs also. Accept the work of Dawat and Tabligh also. Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, those who are sick, give them shifa. Whether they are at home, whether they are in the hospital, whether they are on safar, Ya Allah, wherever they are, Ya Allah. Give all the Muslim people who are sick, give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Those who have passed on, Ya Allah, you make the maghfirat, complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our efforts, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts of all the branches of deen, Ya Allah. All the branches of deen which are on haq, through them, Ya Allah, spread deen throughout the world. Corner of the world, every corner of the world, Ya Allah, spread the deen, Ya Allah, and you protect it also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, you guide us, Ya Allah. Accept our du'as also, Ya Allah. Whatever mistakes we have made, Ya Allah, forgive us. Our shortcomings, you forgive us, Ya Allah. And help us to make more effort on ourselves, Ya Allah. On ourselves, on others also, inshallah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul rahim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khair ma sa'alaka. من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العظيم. Ya Allah, those who have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, or whom dua is obligatory upon us, Ya Allah, accept all the jais duas also. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.